Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you for that, Kevin. Listening to Fan After Dark, Blake, Fred, and Khaki here keeping you nice and cozy while Thursday night football is on. Giants up 10 late in the third quarter. But let's go out on the Denham Leasing hotline. The one, the only of KVUE, the number one sports director and reporter, all things UT sports, all things media, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Mose. Corey, how are you taking in this Thursday night here in Texas?
I'm good now. That intro was crazy, bro. I appreciate it. Thank you, man. Thank you. But yeah, I'm watching that Eagles game right now too. Crazy, by the way. They're down by 10 to the Giants.
Yeah. Cam Scatabu's cooking. Before we get into kind of the previewing this week, this weekend, I didn't get a chance to talk to you about last weekend's performance against Florida. Your overall takeaways? Everyone's hating on Arch. Are you in the same boat, or do you think there's bigger problems at hand?
Nah, bro. Like I've always been. You know, I don't want to call myself like an Arch supporter, but I think there is like crazy expectations. There are always crazy expectations. But I also felt like nobody's given this dude a chance to grow, a chance to make mistakes, a chance to develop. I think last week, Sunday Night Football, if you watch that Bills and Patriots game, they had a whole segment about Josh Allen and about how his rookie season, he had a game, I believe, at New England where he threw three picks, no touchdowns. And then by year two, he was still running around reckless and throwing his body all over the place. And then by year five, finally, he looks like an MVP quarterback. And so we're talking about a dude that takes 5 years to get settled into who he is as a QB. Arch Bailey has 5 games underneath his belt, and we're already expecting him to be this Heisman Trophy candidate. Now, I get it. Before the season, that was the expectation, but he didn't put that expectation on himself. The media did. So, yeah, I've always thought, like, just give him more time to develop. But the biggest problem right now is you can't develop behind that offensive line. I mean, golly. Florida came into that game last weekend with 3 sacks for the season. They had 6 sacks that game against Texas. And so that's the scary part about not only last week, but going into this week, because we all know Oklahoma's defensive line is low-key a lot better than Florida's defensive line. So how can they make some adjustments on that O-line and protect Arch, or will Sarkisian, which I think he should do a kind of a game plan that you saw with DJ Lagway? Short passes, quick game. DJ, I believe, averaged like 2.4 seconds holding the ball before he passed it last weekend. If Arch can be able to lower his average time per pass, that would help out not only his efficiency, but also the offensive line as well.
Corey, always a pleasure having you on. And while, look, and, you know, Blake and I talked about this after the Ohio State game. I mean, look, you lost, what, 5-6 guys to the NFL at a minimum as far as from the offensive line and skill position side of things. So I don't think a lot of people took that into consideration, including the guys that are replacing those guys aren't near as good. Now, that being said, one thing about Arch is that, you know, he has missed just rudimentary throws as well. And I think that's the other cause for concern. It's like, yeah, look, has he been under duress? No question. And we'll give him that. But I think it's the fact that he's missed so many throws that a guy that's allegedly a 5-star should be able to make. What are we taking from that?
Yeah, I think to touch the five-star point, by the way, you know, who else is in this class? Malachi Nelson. He's got benched at UTEP. So, you know, there's a lot of guys that quote-unquote flop. Crazy New York Times articles, by the way. But with that, I totally agree with you. That's the kind of stuff that you would think wouldn't be a problem right now with Arch is the layups. And it also, he kind of confessed to this after the game in Gainesville about he's holding on to the ball too long on a couple of sacks. And so those are the type of things that, yes, I hear everyone say he's been in the system for 2 years. Like, he needs to get this by now. But it's one thing to know the scheme and write it on the board, and another thing when bullets are flying at you. And so the processing isn't there enough, fast enough, I should say. And so that only comes with experience, and that only comes in more games underneath his belt. And so you would hope as time goes on throughout the season, those layups start to hit and him holding the ball doesn't happen as often. But you just got to be patient with this right now. And I think that's what Sark's trying to do. He's trying to protect his guy, and he's trying to make sure that the noise doesn't get to his QB, because if it does, it can be detrimental to his development. And so to answer that question, though, about where do you go, what do you say about it, I think you just got to say give it time. And a lot of Texas fans, they don't want to hear that. I get it. I get you don't want to hear it because his defense, it's time for them. They're ready. And you don't want to waste a year, another year, I feel like, with another top five defense because the offense isn't looking great.
I think I already know the answer to this, Corey, but I do want to ask for all the people listening at home that may be a little bit curious for this Ricky rumor, scuttlebutts, always happen throughout weeks when you have a embarrassing loss like you do against Florida, who had one win on the season, about the possibility of Arch wanting to play somewhere else. Do you want to put that to rest? Is that something that has even been considered? What did you think? I don't know if that came across your timeline as well.
Yeah, I definitely peeped it. I think it's crazy because he would have been gone. Like, the way Texas treated Quinn Ewers, he would have saw the writing on the wall, you know? And I truly believe that the Manning family, they believe in Coach Sarkisian. And when I say believe, I mean they believe that he can set a foundational skill set for Arch going into the NFL. I don't think they believe it. He's going to be this great, polished quarterback out of Texas. But there's something about Sarkisian and the way he's able to just get guys prepared in the sense of the foundational skills of reading a defense and running a pro-style offense and being able to have that type of experience in your bag so then when you go to the league, it's not just a whole new system for you. And so I think that's why they chose Texas, and I think that's why they believe in Sark. And I just don't see where you can go that provides that same thing, especially in the SEC, where you see a lot of these quarterbacks struggling. Look at LSU and Garrett Nussmeier. He's having a tough time right now. I mean, think of Clemson and Kay Klubnik. Like, he's having a tough time. And it's just a nationwide, I feel like, issue where it's like these college quarterbacks, they're struggling. Outside of Dante Moore, probably, at Oregon. I look at Drew Aller. I mean, he just lost to friggin' UCLA.
Yeah, he did. So,
yeah, I love that. And so, yeah, I mean, yeah, you can look around and be like, yeah, I want to transfer, but where are you going to go? And that would be my question.
Do you think, and I'm glad you brought this up, and I'm glad you're talking about it, because and Blake and I have talked about a little bit about this as well, but it just feels like, you know, kind of like what we're seeing in the NFL where, and we actually just talked to our boy from the Carolina Panthers today about, you know, is Bryce Young going to be the next guy that, while he flames out in Carolina, ends up having a, you know, Geno Smith, Sam Darnold-like, you know, renaissance somewhere else. Isn't there something to be said for, with a Arch Manning, if he can stick around, because he's still got, what, 2 years of eligibility left after this year, doesn't he?
Yeah, for sure.
And here's the other thing. It ain't like the Mannings are cash strapped. So, you know, dare I say, would it be very, and if any team or any family is old school and old fashioned, like, would it be that bad to see Arch for the next 2 years at UT?
And that's why it goes back to my point earlier, right? Like, I truly believe that this was the plan. Like, we're going to sit and we're going to wait. We're going to learn from Quinn and see how he handles not only the stuff on the field, but Arch has been open about how he watched Quinn off the field and how he handled the media. Now, mind you, Quinn wasn't great with the media, and so Arch is kind of getting a little bit of that right now. It's kind of struggling to get some real answers out of him. But needless to say, he learned a lot from Quinn. And so now he's going to learn a lot about playing. And I think that relationship with Sarkisian over time is going to flourish and grow. And like you said, they're not in a rush to get to the league because there is no stretch for money right now, if we're being honest. And they want him to be the most prepared that he can be before entering the draft. And the only way that that happens is you look at the statistic, most quarterbacks who succeed in the NFL start about 30, 35 games in college.
Absolutely.
And so if he's able to do that, that's a couple years. And so I do feel like that is the plan for the Mannings. They're not in a rush. They're not trying to get him out of Texas. They just want him to be the best prepared quarterback when the time is right. And whenever that time comes, whether it's next year, whether it's the year after next, they're going to make that decision. And, you know, that's something that they talked about a lot when I went to Manning Passing Academy in the summer. You know, talking to Eli and talking to Archie and even Cupper, they all mentioned, look, it's going to be a while for things to click. He's going to throw interceptions. He's going to throw picks. And Texas fans, they're going to grumble. Like, they're already predicting this exact thing happening.
Yeah.
Problem is, nobody listened. And they just put these expectations on him. So that's what I hate about the whole situation is that the family tried to tell you. Art set up SEC Media Days. I don't know why I'm the Heisman favorite. I only started two games last year.
Hey, he's not wrong about that, and there's something to be said for that because, like you said, I mean, he's only got two of the great – well, one of the greatest uncle quarterbacks of all time, Eli. I mean, still pretty good in his own right. That said, do we feel like Sark has done the best to help him out, though, with some of the play calling? I mean, Blake and I were watching that game last Saturday. I mean, you're calling a quarterback draw on 3rd and 8. I mean, it just feels like there are some – it feels like Sark, who's an offensive – mind. We know he's an offensive guru, but it just seems like sometimes he doesn't help his quarterback out with the play calling.
No, I give you that. And he kind of admitted to that today during our phone call or Zoom call on Thursdays. And he mentioned, like, with Quinn, a lot of short stuff. Quinn was a master with RPOs. And so that's something that he was able to elaborate, but kind of just throw out there for Quinn throughout the year last year and 2 years ago, and because he was great at that. Arch isn't really that well versed with RPOs. Arch is better at the deep ball. And so with the deep ball, it's kind of like you got to let things develop and let play actions happen and take your shots.
But need protection.
You need an O-line. You need an O-line for those shots. And so Arch, Sark was just kind of like, yeah, I can do a better job of tossing out more short passes, more things to get the ball in his hands quicker. But he also doesn't want to take away from the strength of what Arch is, which is going deep. And so I'm interested to see this game plan now on Saturday, because like I said, if that's on the top of his mind about getting the ball out of Arch's hands faster, let's see if that actually gets implemented on Saturday, or they're going to continue to try these deep shots, which hasn't been working over the season.
Corey Mose of KVUE joining us here talking Texas OU this weekend and all things Arch Manning. Kind of zooming the lens in a little bit, Corey, if you were in that Texas Longhorns coaching staff boardroom, if you will, what would be your kind of pitch to fix things as far as maybe a different guy getting in on the O-line, maybe featuring different skill position player, and then we kind of just talked about game plan. What would be the thing that you think needs to be fixed before you play OU on Saturday?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, the biggest question right now is that left guard position. You know, that guard spot has been a rotating door where, like, Connor Stroh, Neto has been in there. Last week we saw the true freshman, Nick Brooks, get some snaps, and that was surprising, you know, having a true freshman play on that line. And so to me, the whole conversation before the season was, you have a dude in Cole Hudson who has started at center at some point. You have another dude in Connor Robertson from Westlake who also had experience on the line. They both played a center position. And so they both haven't been on the field at the same time. And a lot of people are like, why not put Cole Hudson at guard, which he had experience, and then Connor Robertson at center, which he had experience, to hopefully fix that left guard issue. Right guard is solid with DJ Campbell. Right tackle is solid with Brandon Baker. And they kind of got messed up on the offseason because the guy that was fighting for right tackle spot, he also got hurt, Andre Kodjo. And so you kind of lost depth there in that right tackle spot. So Brandon Baker is all you got. And left tackle is the guy who's probably going to go in the first, second round in a couple years in Trevor Goosby. So you're solid there. But it's that interior part of the line that they keep trying different guys at left guard, and I just don't understand why you don't put guys out there that already have experience, like a Cole Hudson, and then slide over Connor Robinson at center. Maybe that's something that we see on Saturday. Sark was asked about that. He's like, yeah, we considered it. So if you considered it, hopefully you implement it on Saturday. So we'll see. But that would be my advice. And also, just you got to get guys healthy in the running back room. That was another thing, you know, you mentioned the guys around Arch, right? And maybe that's been playing a factor. He hadn't had a healthy running back room since week one with Ohio State. Mm-hmm. And so you don't have that time with the running backs to really develop and to gain a chemistry with them, even with the receivers. You know, DeAndre Moore Jr. was out after Ohio State. Parker Livingston was out last week. And so there's been a rotating door of receivers every week for Arch. And so the guys around him have to stay healthy so they can build that chemistry as the season goes on. Problem is, you're already in conference play. So, you know, no more time left. You just got to figure it out.
All right, so let's be real for a minute. I mean, you guys have basically beat nobody to this point.
We're just keeping it a buck.
And that's what we love about you, Corey. We know you're not going to sugarcoat anything. All right? I mean, you know, you got your boy flexing on Sam Houston State. Okay? I mean, they just joined FBS like last week. What is the vibe? Because while we can all say, between the three of us friends and the listening audience, we can all say, hey, let's give Arch some time and let's have him do his thing and that, 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 and whatever. But if y'all lose to OU on Saturday and Arch doesn't look good, and God forbid John Mateer with his deformed hand comes out there and beats you guys, like the narrative's going to get ugly quick.
Mm-hmm. No, you're totally right. And I think that's the sentiment right now in Austin. You have to beat Oklahoma. I think this is a must-win. They're trying to play it off like it's not a must-win. But I think we all know. And I think that locker room knows it's a must-win.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to have one loss, and that's what Sark said after Florida. It's like, guys, calm down. He tried to calm us down. It's like, guys, calm down. We have one loss in the SEC. We went to the SEC championship last year with one loss. Which, true, bro. You're right. But that one loss came to Georgia, and it was two games left in conference.
Yeah.
And so you're talking about first game in conference, you lost, and now you got to go basically undefeated. I do think there's a situation where you could lose one more game, and maybe that game at the end of the year against A&M is a win and you're in type situation. But if not, you have to win this game on Saturday. And with the injured John Mateer, I feel like Texas has played well against run-first quarterbacks. If you look at the past, you look at Diego Pavia, you look at last year with Michael Hawkins in this game. You can go back to 2 years ago with Jalen Milroe when he was figuring out how to be a passing quarterback. They went into Tuscaloosa and shut him down. And so this Texas defense knows how to handle run-first quarterbacks, but can you score? Can you score against this Oklahoma defense? And that's the biggest question. And if, again, like you mentioned earlier, you made a great point. Sark is this offensive genius. He's supposed to be. So why is that side of the ball?
Allegedly.
Yeah, exactly, bro. Like, why is this side of ball continuing to be an issue? That's the question for a lot of Texas fans. And you're hoping that he sees the issues in the pass game and he figures out a way to shorten the amount of time Arch holds the ball, get the ball out quicker, because he understands his offensive line just cannot execute as good as the last year's offensive line.
And you said something just a few minutes ago when you, and it just dawned on me while you were saying that, where, you know, you talked about how he had Quinn Ewers running RPOs, and Stevie Wonder knew that Quinn Ewers wasn't going to run the ball, right? So, yeah. I mean, you've got Arch who actually can run the ball, and yet you're running fewer. And look, we all love throwing the deep ball, and we get that. But to your point, if your offensive line can't hold up and you can't soften up the defense with some quick throws, I just don't understand what Sarkisian doing. It feels like he's trying to, fit a round peg through a square hole. But anyway, Get you out of here with this, because you know I want to talk to some Sean Miller basketball, but we'll do that on the next conversation, because this is Red River Rivalry Week. What happens on Saturday? Who wins and why?
Oh, man. So it's desperation time. And so that's why I say Texas wins this game. I'm not being a homer. I'm not trying to be all that. But, like I'm being real talk. Like, they have to win this game. And if they don't, low-key season's over. And so I just feel like they know that. That locker room knows that. And the way that defense played against Florida, it was a gut punch, you know? And that's supposed to be their pride. That's supposed to be their backbone. The foundation of the team is supposed to be the defense. And they didn't show up in Gainesville. And I think that's why you're going to see a spirited defense. You're going to see a defense that understands the limitations that Mateer probably has with his hand, and they're going to take advantage. Now, again, the question goes back to how do you score? How do you score the football against this Oklahoma defense? And you would hope that the trick plays, the double passes. I will say this. If you watch that tape against Florida, there were guys running wide open in a couple of those situations. Heck, I can remember Emmett Mosley had a deep pass that Arch kind of overthrew. Ryan Wingo overthrew Jack Injuries on that double pass. There was opportunities to score. Can they execute on Saturday with those trick plays? That will be the question.
Corey, amazing stuff from you as always, my friend. Real quick, for the folks that aren't following you yet, tell them where to find you at on X and the Twitters and the socials.
Yeah, buddy. All right, so Corey Mose, C-O-R-Y, no E, please. C-O-R-Y underscore Mose, M-O-S-E on Twitter. Honestly, that's everything. Corey Mose on TikTok, on IG, on Facebook. I'm posting everywhere now. So
love it.
Trying to do my thing. And Mose Knows Podcast, if you listen on Spotify, Apple Music, or YouTube, that's on there too. We actually did a pregame preview of Texas Oklahoma. I had one of my homies from Oklahoma talk about their side and what's going on in the Sooner locker room. So real good stuff.
Great stuff from you as always, my friend. We'll talk again real soon. And hey, hopefully your boys go get a win on Saturday.
Yeah, man. If not, it'll be a bad press conference.
Well, hey, you know what? But it's content, baby. It's content. Great stuff as always from the one, the only, Mr. Corey Muse, KVUE. Where are you taking us next?
Calling Corey Muse?
I said Corey Mose.
I swear he just said
he said Muse.
You just said Muse. I heard you loud and clear.
Probably because I was saying KVUE. Maybe I blended it all together.
It's okay. I was just making sure.
You know what? Maybe he is the muse for this show.
He is the muse. Now, that is correct. Mo's the muse.
For this show. There you go. Mo's the muse. See, I just, wow. I'm branding people, not even realizing it.
Extra credit. Can Kevin climb himself out of the bottom of the PPR rankings into the number one spot? Find out next on the Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.